Pandora Gastelum is a Texas native who landed in New Orleans after stints in New York, Czechoslovakia, and Taiwan. Working first in theater and film costume design, she just naturally gravitated to her first love, puppetry. She's one of the major forces behind the upcoming second annual Giant Puppet Festival, taking place in the Marigny each evening after the Jazz Fest day performances.
I've always been interested in object-driven storytelling. Maybe it's because I'm an only child. I was very interested in animating the world around me and telling really large-scale, complicated stories by myself. So I would frequently incorporate dolls or objects, natural objects, things like that in my storytelling. I put on plays all the time when I was a little girl for my family. And almost from the very beginning, I would have a number of Barbies and stuffed animals set up, and I would do their voices and shake them around. I think I was just a natural puppeteer.
Pandora has taken that natural talent and grown it into a full-time artistic effort, complete with her own company. She not only started the puppet company, she opened her own performance space in a century-old former grocery on the edge of the Bywater.
I am the artistic director of the Mudlark Public Theater and also the head puppeteer of that space's resident company, the Mudlark Puppeteers. I never work alone, although I do conceptualize the majority of our shows. I am responsible for taking the helm of the design process and the fabrication process. My work wouldn't be possible without my incredible team of collaborators.
Like so many other broken-hearted locals, Katrina forced Pandora to leave New Orleans for a while. With nothing left to lose, she packed up and wandered through a number of cities, even countries, before landing in Taiwan. There, she discovered their vibrant form of puppetry used to tell ancient folk tales. She's bringing one, the Monkey King, to this year's Puppet Festival.
I'm so excited to be working on this story. It's a really beloved story that I first was made aware of when I was working in Taiwan. And I was first made aware of this character called the Monkey King, who was beloved of children and adults alike. He was this very irreverent, wicked monkey who has this aptitude for magic. I came to discover that it was actually a Buddhist fable that has a lot to teach us about hubris, about arrogance, and about our own ambition, human ambitions.
Like a number of other young, dynamic, and talented artists who have moved to New Orleans, Pandora and her colleagues often need a large space to present their work. Having performed in last year's Fringe Festival, held in a former church, now the Marigny Opera House, she approached the owners about hosting this year's Giant Puppet Festival.
I thought that it would be incredible if we could offer the same opportunity to other puppeteers in our city and abroad. If we could give puppeteers a chance to showcase what they do in that incredible space, but also to give them the chance to work in a place that's just that spacious. I mean, it's really a rare opportunity to be able to create work in that scale when you don't have a space of your own or $1 million budget. This year, the festival will truly be giant, not just in the diversity of puppet forms offered, but also in the scale of the puppets and the number of companies who are participating.
A number of the presentations will feature string-manipulated marionettes. Others tell their stories using giant puppets, the kind seen in parades, and then there are those that will mix puppetry with video projection.
This year, all of the work presented in the early evening part of the festival will be family-friendly. And then on the Friday and Saturday nights of the festivals, we will be having after-hours adults-only puppetry at the Mudlark Public Theater, which is where we're putting all of the saucy, naughty puppet shows that the grown-ups are welcome to check out.
For more information on the second annual Giant Puppet Festival, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.